This program is part of the Infinite Potato Alliance. For more shows like this, visit our website at infinitepotato.com.
So, if I can't find a third person, I suppose it wouldn't be terrible for the first all-female cast. But also, it's just the two of you, and I don't love the idea of pitting two women against each other.
I thought she was going to be joining us. Didn't he say yesterday?
Something came up, you know, like at 9:55.
I see.
He's like, you know, I'm so sorry, but I can't join you tonight. I know Sean can't do it. I know Jared can't do it. Philip could possibly do it, but I just had him on. You know what? Let me try it. Text sent to Philip, and that would. Yeah, he says 3 minutes.
Nice.
All right. I was about to say, thanks, man, I owe you. But I can't say I owe you. Because then, like, I'll, like.
You put it in writing, man.
Yeah. It's on record. And then I'll owe him a point. Actually, I probably will give him a point. I think I've done that for each of you.
Probably.
At some point when it was, like, a last minute. Hey, could you come and join the show?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes. Hi.
You know what? I need to find an opening joke for you fine folks. Let's see. That's a joke. Yeah. That's enough of a joke. We'll go with that one.
Sound like my father looking at his children.
It's funny because it's toxic.
Hey honey, who's that dude who makes high clues? A game show rules that'll stump Doctor Who. The same one comes to mind, that's a rare find. With questions that's designed to intertwine your mind. It's that captain, game show, never the same flow. Winners on the menu, but it's never the same goal. Just funning with some friends who end up contestants. Keeping them guessing in this 3-round session. I confess, it's the best thing that's not on TV. Transform pop culture into social graffiti. It's me, the DB, the hip-hop advocate. They asked for a theme song, so I took a stab at it. Crafted like magic and handled till it's done. Flame broad like steak, discovered an A1 with the side of a whole cosmic potato. We could get down if you're willing and able, but you gotta be quick with it and quick with it. Improv on demand, the host gets sick with it. Trust me, there's no need for an alter ego. You know, we know, it's just Captain Game Show.
Welcome, dear listeners, to another episode of Captain Game Show. It's the trivia wordplay podcast that is wildly inventive, slightly addictive, and mildly vindictive. I'm your host, John Irons. Let's meet tonight's guests. Philip.
It's a me.
Allie.
Good evening.
And Virginia.
Hello.
Greetings, players. Welcome to my show. Tonight, we'll be playing a not-quite-standard game of Captain Game Show. Usually, there's 3 rounds of trivia or wordplay games and 1 round of intermission improv. This night, in the name of all things being balanced, we're going to do 2 and 2. 2 improvs, 2 regular games.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
goodness.
Oh, you're fine. I haven't quite decided what order. You know what? Let's leapfrog it. We'll do a regular game. We'll do an improv game. We'll do a regular game. We'll do an improv game.
I take a whiskey drink. Okay.
I'm not going to give you a point for that, Philip. But I will give you a point for filling in for the last minute for our third player who was unable to attend. So what's the rescue me bonus? Thank you, Philip.
Oh, Dennis Leary.
There you go. So the good news is I will explain the rules to each game before the players play, be it improv or regular trivia game. And I will let them know if it'll be a buzz-in game, meaning that I'll just ask the question or give the clue, and they say their name if they want to answer it. Or if it'll be an assigned game, meaning that I will assign particular questions to particular players. And usually, but not necessarily, I'll let players have a chance to steal if the previous player gets it wrong. But that'll happen roughly 25% less this time since since two of these games are improv games. You can't really steal an improv. Although I may let you have an improv. All right. Does anyone have any questions before we begin?
How are you?
I'm great. Thanks.
Yeah.
This is my getting over my cold, slightly more gruff than usual voice. So enjoy it while it's there, ladies.
And Philip.
Well, I'm sorry. Let me clarify. When I said ladies, I meant the ladies in the listening audience, not the ladies in particular on the show.
I got it.
I would never, ever objectify these two beautiful women. Round one.
Round one.
I'll call this game Ne Es Rivere.
Fight.
Yes.
I love this game.
Great. This game is called Ne Es Rivere because those were the words in reverse, if you were to reverse the letters in each word and then read it. And that's how you play this game. I will take the name of some film or TV show, reverse the letters in each word, and read it as if it were some sci-fi or fantasy character or planet name. Important note, I will not reverse the order of the words. I will just reverse the letters within each word. Your clues will consist of me telling you if it's a movie or a show, and me telling you the number of words in the title. Sometimes I make this a two-point game. Sometimes I make it a one-point game. Let's make it a two-point game.
Heck yeah.
2 points if I give you the clue and you're able to correctly identify the film or show. If, however, no one's able to answer it, I can offer you a clue, namely the year that the movie came out or the years that the show was on the air. This clue will cost you one of your points. So if you get it after that, it's only worth 1 point. We good?
Uh-huh.
Let's make this, I think I've got 12 of these. Let's make this assigned. Yeah, we got two improv games. We'll make the two gamey games assigned. And let's start with Allie.
Okay.
This is a movie. I didn't give you your example. For example, if I were to say Nort, you would say Tron. All right, on with the show. Allie, this is a film, one word title. Rayals Nogard. Rayals Nogard.
Dragon Slayer?
Dragon Slayer. Nice. Virginia.
Yes.
TV show, 3 words. Dnuab Se Dna Nwad.
Okay, please say that again.
I'll try. Dnuab say Dna Nuad. One more time. Three-word title, TV show. Dnuab say Dna Nuad. It's a tough one. I used to be more discerning with these. When I first started, I picked things that I could pronounce.
Oh, Eastbound and Down.
Yes.
Yes.
Nice. Philip.
Get ready for you guys to steal because I'm bad at these.
Movie, three-word title. Et Il Fatub Tchefi. Et Il Fatub Tchefi.
Ally to steal.
You say, is it a movie?
It's a movie.
How many words?
Three words. First word, et. Second word, il for tub. Third word, Tchefi.
The butterfly effect?
Yes. Nice. Allie.
Yeah.
Movie, five-word title.
Oh, dang.
Let's start a new line. All right.
Okay. Et Dnagel.
Hang on, sorry. You just got quiet. Sorry. Et what?
Dnagel. Foe. Neck nerd. Retsum.
What was that last word?
Retsum. Five words. Et. Dnagel. Foe. Neck nerd. Retsum. Do you need any part of that repeated?
I just need to look at it a little bit. I might need it repeated in a minute.
Mm-hmm. Philip to steal?
And you said it's a TV show or a movie?
It's a movie. You want your clue?
Yeah, I want my clue.
This film was released in 1994.
And what was that fourth word?
Neck nerd. Et Dnagel, foe, neck nerd, retsum.
The Legend of Drunken Master?
Yes!
Oh, okay, great.
You would actually probably love that movie.
Good movie.
It's Jackie Chan.
Did you just hear my husband from across the room go, ooh, good movie?
That's because Greg is a very wise man. It is. It's really good. You really would like it. Comedy in action. Virginia.
Yes.
Movie. Two-word title. Et. Srekudorp. First word. Et. Second word, Srekudorp.
Allie,
the producers.
Yeah.
Philip. Trying to take it from me, Allie. I see how it is.
Wait, but which movie called the producers?
The clue was not requested. If it had been, I would have said it was a film released in 1967 and there was a remake in 2005. So, yes. Philip.
Mm-hmm.
Movie. Four words. Et. Ek nirp. Fo. Let's say to pig. Et.
Oh.
Ek nirp.
Virginia to steal.
Fo. To pig.
Can you say what comes between et and fo again?
Ek nirp.
Oh, yeah.
I just
hope that cleared things up for you.
I mean, cleared things up for other people for sure. I just want to like say it phonetically and be like, "What? That's not a thing."
Et
ek nirp fo tapig.
Yes, that is it exactly. Yes, that is exactly backwards. 5 seconds.
Sure, it's obviously the the pronique of
Gip. Stop before you guess.
What?
We have a clue available. Do you want your
clue? Yeah. What's the clue? Fine.
Movie came out in 1998. Also a very good movie in a very different way. Et ek nirp fo to pig. What do you got?
It's still just looking like the the prank of Gipot.
It's close. That's close.
It is close.
Virginia, you buzz in first, right?
Yeah, the Prince of Egypt.
Egypt.
All right.
All right, Allie.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's another five-word title.
All right. I live for a challenge.
Yeah.
Kind
of. Most of them are short words. Five words. This is a movie. Et tercis fo im secus. I feel like you're probably going to get this.
Say it again.
Et tercis fo im secus.
I'm going to steal it from her.
Fo m, last word?
Secus.
The Sisters of Me Sucks.
You know what? I appreciate you taking a stab, but no. Virginia.
The Secret of My Success.
Yes.
What is that?
It's a Michael J. Fox movie. 87.
Tercy's is Secrets, huh?
Yes. How would you say it?
I don't know. I just really like thought Sisters was good. I thought I was down with Sisters.
Sisters will be
Retsis or something. Retsis. Yeah, I don't know. I just was like, Retsis. Oh yeah, that looks like Sisters. Backwards, good. We're good. It's an actual word. We can move on.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, so Virginia, this is yours.
Mm-hmm.
TV show.
Okay.
Five words.
Okay.
Eno yad ta a imit.
One day at a time.
Yeah.
Which one day at a time? Don't answer that.
If someone had asked, I would have said it's a TV show that ran from 1975 to 1984. As well as the remake that ran from 2017 to 2020. Okay, Philip. TV show, two words. Okay.
If you're doing that, how am I supposed to do
it? Right?
Do you intentionally not write it out before how you would say
no,
it?
No, I do. I write it and then I say it once or twice just to make sure that I know kind of where I'm going with it. But it's not like I, you know, spend a whole lot of time practicing these.
Okay.
Tayo Setep. Noit Kunj. TV show, two words.
Tayo Setep.
Tayo Setep. First word, Tayo Setep. Second word, Noit Kunj. Want to repeat?
No. I guess I do want a hint.
Okay. This TV show ran from 1963 to 1970. Probably started off in black and white and ended up in color. Tayo Setep, Noit Kunj. Does anybody else have it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Petticoat Junction.
Yeah, I almost had it.
I was like, "Pitiso yet Jenkachon."
I had just gotten toward Junction. That was great. I used to like that show when I was a little kid. I would watch it with my grandma on reruns.
I don't think I've ever seen, or at least I probably have. I don't remember seeing an episode of it. Is that the one where they bathe in the water tower?
Yeah, it's like
no, that's Warner Brothers. That's the Animaniacs.
The sisters are like Betty Joe, Billy Joe, Bobby Joe, and it's like if Seven Brides for Seven Brothers was about girls.
I think I'm having a harder time imagining that than you had envisioned. But the patriarchy.
I mean, I'm sure that I wouldn't like it now, but as a kid, I thought it was really funny.
Okay, that was Philip. So Allie, this is yours.
Great.
One word title.
Ooh.
The rare one word title. It's a TV show. Streak.
Cheers.
Cheers. Virginia.
Yes.
Movie. Three words. I feel like this clue is your talents are wasted on this. This is a pretty easy one. Cam Na M.
Mac and Me.
Yeah. All right, Philip, last one's to you. Four words. It's a movie. Morph Nitsuj Ot Ilek. Morph Nitsuj Ot Ilek.
Morph Nitsuj Art?
Ot.
Ot.
Oh, Ot. Virginia to steal.
Ot Ilek. Have you seen this movie, Virginia?
I have not. This is kind of mean. Not that I'm judging you, our host, who will give me points.
It's mean that I asked that, or it's like the I don't know what you mean.
Oh. Because.
Well, hang on. We'll discuss it after.
Yeah.
Morph Nitsuj. At Ilek.
Yeah. I suppose I...
From no. Justin to Kelly.
There you go.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what was mean?
It's like, who saw that movie?
I did.
Oh, there you go.
I'm sorry then.
I was like, I think a middle school girl when it came out. Of course, we watched it at like a sleepover or something. I don't actually remember much about it, but.
Do you think more people now would recognize From Dusk Till Kelly or The Secret of My Success?
Definitely The Secret of My Success.
I doubt it.
Oh, I was like about to graduate high school when this movie came out. I was a dorkier high schooler than I remembered. We must have watched this at a sleepover when I was like a junior or senior in high school.
Yeah, this is like right after. Did she? They were like the first top two.
They were the first two, yeah.
From like American Idol, right?
This came out the week of my birthday in 2003.
Stop looking things up while you're playing the show.
I don't usually, but I just had a wave of nostalgia for this movie.
All right.
Also, humble brag, you had sleepovers in high school.
What?
I don't know if that counts as a humble brag.
I didn't have sleepovers in high school.
I didn't have sleepovers in high school either, but I think that's more about me than about her. All right.
Round two,
which is not round two. Round two, which is the first intermission improv. It's going to be a round of wordplay relay.
Test your fight.
This is the game in which I will give the players some generalized category. And they have to just name things in that category. The hook, of course, is that their words must hook from one to the other. The last letter of one person's answer must be the first letter of the next person's answer. This may not be super self-explanatory, but it's really easy. If you're listening for the first time, you don't know how to play. And all these people have played many, many times. So let's set the clock. And I will let you know that your category, Magic and the Supernatural. Yeah, I put the minutes and then I just noticed that an hour was still up there. Yeah, let's not do this for an hour and a half.
Please no.
Let's start with Philip.
The Crimson Bands of Sitarak.
Is that a K or a C?
Yeah, the K.
Allie, K.
Oh, sorry. Can they just be anything to do with magic and the supernatural?
Go for it. Let me see. I will let you know. What do you got?
I will take
a king. A couple of kings come to mind. What do you got?
Okay. King Arthur.
All right. Virginia, R.
This is way harder than I thought.
Philip, R.
Radagast.
What is that?
He's the brown wizard in Lord of the Rings.
Is that a T?
Yes.
Allie, T.
Trickster.
Virginia, R.
Ravenclaw.
There you go. Philip, W.
Wizard.
Ah, gosh, that was an easy one.
Allie, D.
Dragon.
Virginia N.
Necromancer.
Philip R.
Red Mage.
Allie E.
Elementary magic.
Okay. Virginia C.
Cauldron.
Okay. Philip.
Necromonicon.
Allie.
Newts.
Virginia. Is that a T or an S, Allie?
S.
Virginia S. Really? Philip S.
Sorcerer.
Yeah. Allie R. You almost said, what was it?
Rapscallions.
No. Virginia R.
Oh!
Yeah. Philip R.
Rune.
Yeah. Allie E.
Earwig.
Okay. Virginia G.
Gremlin.
Philip N.
Nubia. She's an Amazon. They're magical.
Allie A.
Alchemy.
Nice. Virginia.
Oh, I've got a perfect one for this.
Oh, why?
I'm so sorry.
Yodeling.
Philip, why?
Jensen.
What is that?
The name of the wizard in the Fantasia Sorcerer's Apprentice short. It's just Disney backwards.
Oh, nice. Bonus point for that. Allie D, 5 seconds.
Draco Malfoy.
Another why?
Another why? Really?
Well done.
Oh, no.
That's all right. You're fine. Time's up. Be good.
I can't believe how hard this game always is.
Like, I was very surprised. Like, I figured, you know, Y's and the W's would be tough, but like N's and R's and S's, oh, come on. All of magic.
We live in the real world, though.
Do we? Regular contributor to the Infinite Potato Alliance Network, really?
I mean, touche.
All right. You guys are doing great. Actual round two, trivia gamey round two.
Round two.
I call this game For the Love of Pete.
Fight.
It's been a while since we've played it, but it's a very, very simple game. Basic, straight up trivia. I know a lot of times I'll do something funky with the clues. This one, not so much. Every clue, every question will have the name Pete or Peter imbued within it. That's it. Or rather, every answer will. The clues probably will not. That would be poor clue writing on my part. Except, I guess technically I did give you Peter, which is part of all of the clues. So, yeah. This game is all about people and things with the name Peter. Pete or Peter. No example. Pretty self-explanatory. And this one's going to be assigned. So let's see. Let's start with Virginia.
Okay.
This Russian composer penned pretty melodies for pianists to play, like Piano Concerto No. 1 and Swan Lake.
Peter Tchaikovsky.
Correct. Nice. Philip. Possibly best known for Puff the Magic Dragon, this folk group is permitted to be a part of this round thanks to the first part of their name.
Peter, Paul, and Mary?
Yeah. Well done.
It's like not Peter, Bjorn, John.
Yeah. Peter, Paul, Rubens? No. Allie.
Yep.
This TV program starred Giovanni Ribisi as a duplicitous person who pilfers the... Oh, good Lord. Why do I do this to myself? Hang on. This TV program starred Giovanni Ribisi as a duplicitous person who pilfers... as a duplicitous person who pilfers the identity of the person he roomed with while locked in the pen.
I'm sorry, can you repeat the beginning half of it again?
We'll see. This TV program starred Giovanni Ribisi as a duplicitous person who pilfers the identity of the person he roomed with while locked in the pen.
Peter Piper?
No. This program played on Amazon Prime, if that helps.
No.
Open to Steal.
I do not know.
Sneaky Pete.
Hmm.
Also a chain of hot dog restaurants in Birmingham, but I didn't think any of you would recognize that reference. Virginia.
Yes.
This impressive musical play features a young peasant boy and his animal friends, each of whom is accompanied by a particular piece of music played while they're on stage.
Peter and the Wolf.
Yeah. Philip. Among other parts, this person played the partially possessed Jonas Poha in Ghostbusters 2 and senior partner John Cage on the show Ally McBeal.
I'm naming an actor?
Yes.
You sound so offended.
Well, I can only name two people on Ally McBeal. Three people. And it's not none of those people.
None of them is a Peter?
Lisa Nicole Carson.
Yes. Ally. No, I'm kidding. Open to Steal. I will repeat. Among other parts, this person played the partially possessed Jonas Poha in Ghostbusters 2 and senior partner John Cage on the show Ally McBeal. You know him if you saw him.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
From Ghostbusters, but yeah. I know who that actor is.
Yeah, I don't have any idea.
That is Peter McNichol. Ally.
Yeah.
This performer had a pop hit with The Glory of Love, a piece of music that was prominently featured in the movie picture Karate Kid Part 2.
Philip to Steal.
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
No.
Hey, it worked for Philip earlier. I thought I would
try. When have you ever... in the history of Captain Game Show, no meet. Well, actually, I suppose I've done that a couple of times, but no, not this time.
No, I have absolutely no clue.
Philip, did you say it to Philip still?
Yeah.
Okay.
Peter Gabriel?
No.
Darn it!
Good guess. I think you all might be a little too millennial for this one.
I have the song in my library. The Power of Love!
Okay, all right. Not The Power of Love.
But.
That's Back to the Future.
That's Back to the Future.
This is The Glory of Love from Karate Kid 2. We'll live forever knowing together that we did it all for the glory of love. Peter Cetera.
Oh.
Virginia.
Yes.
With a career spanning decades... this actor portrayed, I'm sorry, it's an actor. Please forgive me. This actor played Raymond's pop on Everybody Loves Raymond and the powerful monster in the slapstick horror spoof Young Frankenstein.
Philip to Steal.
Yeah, I wouldn't even have a guess.
Philip.
Peter Boyle.
Yeah. Mm. All right, Philip, this is yours. Perhaps the most famous runner-up in musical history. This person was the original percussionist for John, Paul, and George.
Peter Best.
Yeah.
Or Pete Best.
So that was Philip. So last one goes to Ally.
Yes.
I feel like Philip definitely knows this. I feel like you guys actually might... have a pretty good chance. I don't know. This animated character is a perennial pain in the patoot of Disney personalities like Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck. His improprieties range from petty theft to piracy, which is also appropriate given his lower prosthetic appendage.
Phillip's a steal.
Oh, it's, God, I can picture him. It's somebody Pete. It's like,
It is.
No, it's like, it's not, because we already had, it's not Sneaky Pete. I know we just talked about Sneaky Pete. It's something like Stinky Pete or Pirate. Like, I don't remember.
It is something like that. I'm going to give you 3 more seconds. For you to officially make an official guess.
Tricky Pete?
No. Philip.
Peg Leg Pete.
Yeah.
Peg Leg Pete. I feel like that's really not cool.
Agreed.
Agreed.
In Goof Troop continuity, he is just Pete.
Yeah, he doesn't always go by Pegleg Pete. This is the expanded Disney universe where like the characters play roles. So, okay. Final round of the game.
Final round.
What would normally be round 3, I guess technically it is still round 3, but it is also an intermission improv. Maybe not so much intermission anymore. But it's an improv game at the end of the game. And it will be a round of Geek Out.
Fight!
Yet another improv game where the players are shouting out answers. This time for 3 particular general categories. This game is based on the party game Geek Out that I picked up in a game store years ago and loved it so much I made it a part of my show. I will give, as I said, some generalized category, 3 of them, in fact, one at a time, and they just name as much as they can to answer the question. For each topic, I will have a minimum number in mind that I'm thinking of how many answers I think they should be able to easily get. Once that minimum is reached, they will actually start earning points. There are 3 categories. There are 3 players. Each player will be assigned a category, and points earned under that category will go to that player. I will not tell the players which category is assigned to them. Therefore, it behooves everyone to answer every category with as many answers as they can. I think I will give you 2 minutes per topic. It seems like it works best if you guys just say the answer. There's usually lulls in the conversation. And if I don't hear or don't hear clearly, I'll ask you to repeat. Pete. Let's start with shows or movies named after the family pet. And begin.
Garfield.
Philip said Garfield. What'd you say, Ali?
Beethoven.
Okay.
Garfield's Tale.
Benji.
Garfield, say, the Tale of Two Kitties.
Oh, sorry. Franchise rules. You say Garfield. Garfield counts.
Marmaduke. Marley and Me. Milo and Otis.
Okay.
Clifford the Red Dog. Big Red Dog.
Yeah.
Stuart Little.
Rude. I'm not accepting Stuart Little.
Harry and the Hendersons.
I'm going to say no.
Black Beauty.
Huh? Black Beauty? Yeah. I'll take Black Beauty.
Seabiscuit. Lassie.
Okay. Rin Tin Tin. Sure.
The Shaggy Dog.
Well, not a person. 101
Dalmatians.
He turns into a person.
I'll take 101 Dalmatians. I thought he was a person who turned into a dog.
I thought the dog and the person turned into each other.
Lady and the Tramp.
That it Fox was like a Hound. Friday situation. No?
I don't think the Fox and the Hound. Well, the Hound was a pair, right? I'm not going to take the Fox and the Hound. I will take Lady.
What about the girl with the geese? Homeward Bound?
My Neighbor Totoro.
The Cat Returns is, though.
Homeward Bound is not named after the pet.
Okay.
The cat, I don't think the cat is a pet, and My Neighbor Totoro was certainly not a pet. Unfortunately for you, I've seen all of these.
Mr. Red.
Sure. He would object to being called a pet, but he was a pet.
What's the mule version of Mr. Red? What was that thing called?
I don't know what that is.
How about Mr. Red?
He just said Mr. Ed.
Air Bud.
You said Mr. Never mind. Sorry. I thought you said something else.
Air Bud. Okay.
Philip is way better at this.
There are some Peanuts things that are called Snoopy things, like Snoopy Come Home. So
I will take that. I will take one Snoopy thing.
I thought that the cat was like a pet who also had this glamorous life and a top hat. I only saw that movie once and it was like 6 years ago, but.
Yeah, I've only seen it once and it was probably like 10 years ago. So you could be right.
I've only seen it once and it was a year ago.
Was the cat a pet? I don't think the cat was a pet. Like at most he might have like stayed with, he might have crashed on their couch, but I don't, he definitely had his own thing going on.
You know that's a sequel to something?
Really?
Yeah. Return. The Cat's Returning. It's like a spinoff of another thing that I have not seen.
I love that movie.
Okay. Next. It's so funny seeing how my mind works. All right. Films, not TV shows. Films. Where two characters switch minds, bodies, or personalities.
Jeez. Okay.
Give me a second.
Bored.
Okay. Begin.
Freaky Friday.
Huh.
Would the Parent Trap count? I mean, they switch lives.
Sure.
What's the Ryan Reynolds, Jason Bateman one? The Switch?
13 going on 30.
It is not, but Switch is a film that starring Jimmy Smith, but yes. And I will take 13 going on 30.
Big.
He doesn't switch with anyone.
Wait, who does 13 going on 30 switch with?
She switches with herself at 13.
Yeah.
Okay, we're counting that. Oh, Little. She switches with herself in the past, too.
She doesn't switch.
It makes as much sense as 13 going on 30. 17 again? Zac Efron?
This is not, like, stop trying to break the rules and just think of the thing.
If 13 going on 30 works, 17 again works.
You're right. I'll take away 13 going on 30.
Brutality. Why are you doing this, Philip?
Was not my goal. He's just vindictive.
He said that at the beginning of the show.
What's the Vince Vaughn one? It's like a recent Vince Vaughn one.
There is a recent Vince Vaughn
one. Is it just called Freaky?
Yes. Yeah.
This is hard.
There's an episode of Transformers where this happens.
No shows, because everyone has an episode where they do this.
In Harry Potter 6, that in the scene in the beginning, they all become Harry Potter.
That's true, they do.
Yeah, okay, I'll take it. Well, sure.
It's a bigger plot element in 4 with Mad-Eye Moody.
No, it's fine. They're not actually switching, but I'll take it. Wow.
Oh, that wasn't my round.
That's probably mine. No,
what do we get? Like Freaky Friday and Freaky.
if it makes you feel any better, that one had the lowest minimum. The case I didn't tell you. Again, so here's how I come up with the minimums. It's basically if what I can think of off the top of my head in 10 seconds or so, that's the minimum. So, yeah, lowest minimum of the three.
Great. What's the third category?
Third category. famous cities, civilizations, you know, whatever, realms, places that are located underground, in the sky, or underwater. Yeah.
Underground.
Space count as in the sky?
I'm thinking mythological more than sci-fi, so I'm going to say no.
Star Wars is mythology.
Okay, well, I'm going to say no. On your mark, begin.
Atlantis.
Mm-hmm. Brigadoon?
The Lost City of Ember.
The Land of the Lost.
Yeah. I'm debating Brigadoon.
Wherever they were in Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword.
Pompeii.
It is underground.
It is literally underground right now.
Yes.
Wherever the tethers were.
I don't know what that is.
In Us.
Lapida.
Sure. Lapida from what?
From Castle
Sky.
Yes.
Wherever the Jetsons lived. That's in the sky. And it's a realm-ish.
You know what? I'm going to say no. They're just like skyscrapers.
How about Metropolis? The like ancient movie? That's underground, isn't it?
I think you're thinking of... Philip, I will give you one place from Star Wars, if it's the right place.
Cloud City.
How about Zion from The Matrix?
Yes.
The Gargoyles castle in Gargoyles. It was so up in the sky that it awakened a spell, so that makes it mythological.
Yeah, but that's not a realm. That's just a house. And it was a skyscraper.
Midgard.
How about the Goblin City?
From
Labyrinth.
Yes, sorry, that's the one. I'm like,
is that underground? I thought it was like through I thought it went through like a magical portal. I don't remember that in the movie.
Fraggle City, wherever the Fraggles live.
It might not be underground.
Fraggle Rock, and yes, I will take Fraggle Rock.
The trick is just yell stuff at him and like don't argue it, just yell it.
I was arguing. Ask for clarification.
But if you argue it, then you lose precious seconds where you could be yelling stuff at him.
You did the most arguing.
You do the most arguing.
I meta argue this point.
Okay. Let me total. All right. I have a two-way tie at the moment, but I don't want a tie.
Am I one of the people?
I'm not going to tell you who the two people are.
Because I was saying if I was one of the people, you could take away my extra point for, like, just being here. Like, what is this, a patriarchy?
Has John, like, literally said that before he came on? Oh, man.
Yeah. It is the patriarchy, but it's also two women and two black guys. So, you know, we're doing our part.
I'm half woman on my mom's side.
Same.
Oh my god, I just swallowed my water really funny.
I'm also mixed gender. Final scores. I'll decide later if I think that's offensive or not.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah. Final scores. Allie, 20. Virginia, 27.
Woo!
Philip, 26.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Yes. Victory is mine.
Yeah. Thanks to Chivalry.
It was a high-scoring game.
It was a high-scoring game. Well, Intermission Improvs score high because you get points quickly. It's not, you know, most games you get 3 or 4 questions, so you only get 3 or 4 points. Maybe, you know, some bonuses or whatever. But Intermission Improv, you get points as fast as you can go.
Okay, will you reveal who had each of the 3 categories?
Yeah. The shows and movies named after the family pet went to Philip. Most points earned, but also had the highest minimum. Films where people switch minds. Allie, sorry.
It's cool. I assumed that was mine.
But also the lowest minimum. Which means, of course, Virginia, you had the subterranean, submersible, or skybound cities. Virginia, congratulations.
Thank you.
Philip, moderated congratulations.
Moderated thanks.
As is the standard prize, even on a non-standard show like this, Virginia, please feel free to be the first to pitch, plug, and or promote whatever you like.
Well, right now I'm not doing a whole lot of podcasting. I'm trying to get back into the swing of things. But you can find me shooting my mouth off on Twitter at Virginia in Texas.
Allie.
You can catch me on Instagram. I'm at Alexandra Sows. That's AlexandraSews. And I make all sorts of things, but mostly my own clothes.
Yeah. And Philip.
I'm here to promote Muppet's Haunted Mansion, available now on Disney Plus.
That was decent. It was good. It wasn't great. I was hoping for great. But I like good. Good's good.
Well, you know, you can be great without being Gonzo the Great.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
Why are Gonzo great until he got to be great?
Okay,
As for me, you can find other episodes of Captain Game Show wherever you found this episode of Captain Game Show. I know I say it every time, but I really do would appreciate it if you guys left a quick star rating and a review. That's what lets other listeners, people who are looking for game show podcasts or funny podcasts or trivia podcasts, that helps direct them to us and our little show here. You can also take a more hands-on approach and, you know, actually send this show to friends that you think might enjoy it. Check out the other shows on the Infinite Potato Alliance Network that I appear on regularly. Virginia does occasionally, Philip does rarely, and Allie does never.
What don't I get? Wait, what?
Yeah. Thank you for making my point.
Oh, no.
No, it's fine. Again, special thank you to Philip, who not only graciously joined at the last minute, but also even more graciously sacrificed his point and therefore the game for the greater good of me not having to do a tiebreaker. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wrapping it up, calling it to a close, closing the curtain, ending the show, turning off the lights, turning down the amp, walking out the door and locking it behind me. Please listen to the next episode of Captain Game Show.
After credit bonus scene.
Who else bought the Superman animated series complete box set on Blu-ray this week?
I think you know the answer to that.
Is it just me? All right.
I mean, aren't they all on HBO Max? Yeah.
But what happens when HBO Max goes away because Discover realizes it's dumb?
After credit bonus scene.
Peter Best.
Yeah.
Or Pete Best.
You would think I would turn that off.
It's a bop.
I know I'm recording.
If you let it go out of freestyle, it would have been crazy. Crazy as ableist. It would have been wild.
My ringtone is still Virginia in me from that episode.
I listen to that all the time.
Every time someone calls me.
Yeah. I'm not even kidding. Like the episode 99, you know, like all of my favorite after credits. I listen to that show a lot.
Wait, you'll have to remind me what you're talking about.
John made like a EDM mix of me answering a question that you had missed and the answer was EDM, and you were like, "What is it?" And I was like, "Dance or elect." I was like, "Electronic dance music," but John mixed it, so you're like, "What is it?" And
I forgot about that.
Dance.
Oh my god.
Electronic dance music.
I totally forgot about that. Oh man.
Go to your podcatcher and play episode 99. You won't regret it.
After credit bonus scene.
I feel like when I was 10, like nerdy 10, I was dressing up as obscure book characters that I was really excited to dress up as, but everybody was like, "What are you?"
did that change at some point over the years? Because I feel like that's probably what you do now.
It's true.
After credit bonus scene.
Now, who would you say when they're on is doing the most?
What do you mean? You mean in a good way or doing the most? Like, oh, you are doing the most.
However you want to take that term. It's polysemic.
I don't know what you mean.
I think that's John. it's John. That's who's doing the most on the show.
Yeah, I'd say that's probably accurate. Even when you're doing what you're doing, most of that doing is my doing.
After credit bonus scene.
This is the expanded Disney universe where like the characters play roles. So
I saw there's this Tumblr account called From a Darker Timeline where it's all stuff that sounds like it could be real, but it's not. That was like Disney stops making live action movies adaptations. It starts making the Kingdom Hearts cinematic universe. And I feel like that actually would be great. And I look forward to like seeing like Pete playing a role, and then there's also Spider-Man, and there's also Final Fantasy characters for some reason. I feel like I'd really enjoy that.
I wouldn't enjoy that at all. I feel like I should enjoy it, and I could enjoy it, but they will do a bad job at it. The game should be the best game ever, but they're interminably confusing, unnecessarily so.
So what if you put Kevin Feige in charge?
I don't trust it.
I sent some of my lackeys inside to see if the master of this here tower is as big and tough as they say. Word is, he's a real powerful sorcerer, which would make him the perfect bodyguard for me. You see, it don't matter how tough he is. Once he's a heartless, he'll do as I say. That's right. There those things that come out of the darkness in folks' hearts. Why, with all those heartless on her side, my dear friend Maleficent's gonna conquer everything. So why am I talking to you pipsqueaks anyway? Go on, Scram, I'm behind schedule as it is.
You ought to find something nicer to do.
Says who? Huh? Oh, it's you!
Pete?
What are you two nimrods doing here?
What are you doing here?
You know him? We sure do. Pete's been causing trouble for ages. His Majesty banished him to another dimension a long time ago. I wonder how he escaped.
You wanna know how, eh? Well, Maleficent busted me out, that's how. And now your world, no, all the worlds, are gonna belong to yours truly. Ha 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 ha!